The iconic Dunleary Baths has reopened today after a 17-year campaign to refurbish the seafront amenity. But the bath is without the pool that campaigners had sought. Dunleary Rathdown County Council said there is potential for an open seawater pool on the site in the future, subject to planning permission. This morning, local people gave their reaction to the reopening.
I'm delighted to see the baths as they are open, but we campaigned for almost 25 years. But I tell you what, I'm delighted to see it open.
It was terrible when there was no baths here, but it got so derelict, it was in a very, very bad way. I think it's what's here now is beautiful. A lot of people will swim off the jetty here that's available.
It's about time.
Are you disappointed there's no swimming pool?
No. There's plenty of water out there.
It's a great day. 17 years of campaigning, huge protest that stopped the privatisation of this site, and finally it's open as a public amenity for everybody. But we still want the swimming pool, the seawater swimming pool that all those years ago people asked for, and we still want the council to deliver that. But it is a good day that we've got our public amenity reopened.
And that's Pool Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett. We can talk now to the Cathaoirleach of Dunleary Rathdown County Council, Mary Hannafin. A very good afternoon to you, Mary Hannafin, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Brian.
Perhaps before we talk about what isn't there, you might tell us what this reopened amenity does include. What will people see when they visit?
Well, I suppose the important thing is that it is a public space and it belongs now to the people of Dunleary, but also to the whole people of Dublin, to whom the coast belongs. It is a very unique place as an urban, social, cultural, political history. So what's there now is the refurbished bathhouse and pavilion. We have a cafe there. We have artist studios. We have the restored bandstand, a complete open area amphitheatre, which we can use for concerts. And most importantly, direct access to the sea for sea swimming and for canoeing or paddleboarding.
But for
so
the
it
moment,
combines all the best of the sport and recreation that we would want from a public space along the coast.
But for the moment, no seawater pool. Why was that not included? Restoring what was there before?
Well, fortunately now all of the architectural and engineering work is done, and basically there is just a lid on the pool because the area and the space where the pool can go is preserved. And is available to be able to be done in the next phase. Mm-hmm. And the councillors have voted to ensure that we would have a seawater pool. And personally, in my position as Cathaoirleach, I formally asked the management to commence the process of the planning, which takes a very long time, so that when we are ready to do it, which shouldn't be too long, that the planning permission would then be in place. I think there is a demand for a seawater pool. But there's also demand for greater access to the sea. And if there's one thing we learned over the last few years, it's how important outdoor spaces, walking space and sea swimming has become for people.
But
and
Mary,
what the baths do now is they link the whole coastline as well.
Why is planning permission necessary to put back what was there already?
Because, of course, the whole area has now changed, and the baths that were there and which were such an important part of Dublin right up to the 70s, they had been filled in. And then, of course, the whole place, as you heard in the Vox Pop, fell into ruin and dilapidation, and it really became a terrible eyesore. So it does need that complicated Part 8 process of planning to be able to get it back. We have the permission for the new pathways, which will be in the next phase, but we don't have the permission for a bath.
And why didn't you go for the full permission, the permission for that pool while this project has been advanced?
Yeah, because this project, which is a very major project, the plans were drawn up back in 2010, and those are the plans that have now been implemented. So they included, as I said, a lot of restoration, a lot of renovation, and a creation of open space. So it was always designed that it would be done in phases. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, it could have been an 8-story apartment block. It could have been a 10-story block. It could have been a hotel. It could have been all sorts of private enterprise, whereas, in fact, the public insisted and the councillors voted that it would remain in public hands and be part of the public amenity for the people of Dublin.
So to quote an election campaign slogan which you yourself campaigned on, a lot done but more to do.
a lot done, more to do. And I think the people of Dunleary today are really very excited about this. It is a beautiful open space. Oh. It adds to the urban area and it adds to the cultural area. And I'm just very fortunate to be the one that got to open it.
Great. Well, Mary Hannafin Cahirlock of Dunleary Rathdown Council, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.